It is the review after Liverpool drew 0-0 with Fulham, and the schedule was always going to come into this in some form, Neil. It was never just going to be straightforward Liverpool rock up, they look at 100%. You are thinking about it before the game around selection. You're thinking about turnaround time. Iriola calls it the worst possible turnaround time. It's his first experience of this. It was always going to be a factor when Liverpool were plotting their way through the transfer window, it's worth saying. And here we are at this point where there's a really, really turgid Liverpool performance in many aspects, and there's a big inquest. And we're facing this key issue, but there has to be context and wider context and a look at general performance after games like this across the league. And ultimately, it is something that he's going to have to find an answer to at Liverpool with the squad he has, at least until January.
So that's, I want to be clear here, you know, I'm not one who wants to get into a manager off the back of what's said in a press conference, and that this is not going to be the first time I'm going to get into Andoni Iriola on it. But when he says it's the worst possible turnaround time, I think it's worth pointing out now that Liverpool have a similar turnaround time, if not in ways arguably worse. Now, managers often, and not least because of how tight this is, they do talk in terms of hours, so I want to be clear about that as well. But if you look, Liverpool are, when we come back after the international break, and, you know, this was a drum I was banging for much of the summer, we go Sunday the 11th, Man City, Wednesday the 14th, LASK, but LASK away, Saturday the 17th, Brentford. Now, LASK's, because they're talking hours, LASK's a 5:45 kickoff. But within that, the same effective number of days in the gap that we've just had between the two games is present twice. It's present on both occasions. But then, October the 17th, Brentford, is then Tuesday the 20th, Villarreal.
Mm.
It's the same number of days again. Now, there's a bit of loosening in the hours in between all of this. It's not 60 hours, it's 63 and 64, but it's still the same number of days. And then as that run of games wears on, we play Sunday the 1st of November against Arsenal to then play against Fenerbahce at 5:45 on the Wednesday. So travelling to Turkey. And I am nothing but sympathetic towards the Liverpool manager about a number of things and towards Liverpool in a few ways. You know, I want to be clear about that. But when you spend the summer saying this stuff's in the post, this is what I meant all the way through.